Two Group 1s coming up at Royal Randwick on Saturday. We've got the Champagne Stakes Race 6, and that'll be followed by the All Aged. And Paul Joyce is joining us in our Sky Sports Radio podcast preview. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, two Group 1 races, and they form the first two legs of the Saturday quaddy at Randwick. So it'll be a great day's racing, obviously. We're looking at a genuine heavy track. The weather forecast is quite good, but the track is a heavy nine as we record this Thursday morning, and I just don't think they'll have the time to dry out too much. I'd imagine we'll be on around the heavy eight range come Saturday.
Yeah, heavy nine after that rain that fell on Wednesday night, 27 millimetres, so a heavy nine, as you say. So these tips could change come Saturday, but this will give you an early start, particularly on Good Friday if you're looking for something to get in stuck into the form. Let's have a look at them, Paul. The first leg of the quaddy is that first Group 1, the Champagne. 10 lining up at this stage, mate.
Yeah, it's an interesting race, Andrew, because we don't have that many form lines to come off. Obviously, the Sire's Produce is always the most reliable form, and the other one is obviously the Fernhill, where the two-year-olds did tackle the mile last Saturday. And I think that really narrows this race down to two obvious chances, which the market has found, and they are numbers one, Invader, and eight, Whispered Secret. Look, it's the first leg of the quaddy. Generally, we like to go wide, but I just don't think we need to here. I think numbers one and eight will have it covered. Invader won the Sire's Produce on a heavy eight track here at Randwick, and it was a dominant win. He powered away from them late once he got into the clear. You'd have to expect that form line to be the strongest, but I will say this about Whispered Secret. She sat three wide on the pace and put her rivals away easily in the Fernhill, so she's already tackled the Randwick mile and come up trumps. So I think you'd have to include her in the quaddy, especially considering she's around the $5 mark and Invader's about $1.90. So actually, even though I've got Invader on top, we'll probably be cheering Whispered Secret home to knock a few favourite punters out of the first leg, Andrew.
Understand. All right, you're a brave man. You normally go with a few, but you put your head on the chopping block, the 1-8 in the Champagne Stakes. What about the Schweppes All Age, race 7 there? How does this one come at this stage with 10 lining up?
Yeah, well, Jungle Edge adds plenty of interest because you would never have thought he'd be a chance in an All Age Stakes, but he's managed to make his way into my numbers. He really has burst onto the scene of late, and he's the only leader here. So getting a picnic in front over the Randwick 1400 for an absolute mudlark, they're going to have to be at the top of their game to run him down. And a few of these may be coming into this on tired legs. So it's an interesting one, Andrew. The pace of the race, Jungle Edge should dictate. I've gone 9, 1, 7 and 10. I'm sticking with number 9, English. I do have that niggle in the back of my mind about these tired legs, and English's run in the TJ Smith was phenomenal. You know, she box-seated, she cruised up to win the race, and then we all saw the mighty Great Chautauqua steam past her right on the line to take out the TJ. English won this race last year, so we know she gets 1400 on a soft or heavy track at Randwick. So I've got no problems there. It's just a matter of whether that run's taken the edge off her. If it hasn't, I think she's the horse to beat. Number one, Le Romaine, similar story for him. His form's almost faultless apart from his run in the Doncaster, but he had excuses there. He had the big weight. He ran into trouble down the straight and never got out. He's worth another chance here because at weight for age 1400 at Randwick on a heavy track, he would be usually a clear-cut favourite. Number seven, Jungle Edge. As I said, he snuck into the numbers from nowhere, this horse. I think he's going to lead and give a huge sight. He was never challenged in the Star Kingdom, and he's running the Galaxy behind Russian Revolution and Red Zell was outstanding. So Jungle Edge goes in. And number 10, Divine Prophet, is my blowout. He's got the blinkers on first time. I'm convinced he'll handle a heavy track, even though he's never raced on it, going back through his soft track stats. And back in the three-year-old autumn days, Andrew, this horse ran fourth in a Golden Rose, won a Caulfield Guineas, yet he's going to go around here at big odds. So I'll go 9, 1, 7 and 10 in the All Age Stakes.
Great race it is, whatever the conditions will be. Race 8 is the JB Carr Stakes over the 1,400 metres. Looking at the pace here, well, Gerald Ryan runner here,
Diddums.
Yeah, I went into mental blank there, Diddums. It's just drawn beautifully to get a similar run to last time.
Exactly, Andrew. Have you read my notes? Because I've got Diddums bouncing straight to the front here off Barrier 3. And look, you can watch the replay of the PJ Bell, which, by the way, 8 of 14 runners come through. You can make excuses for a few of them, but at the end of the day, Diddums did the work in front, and she still had two lengths up her sleeve on the line. She'll get a bit more pressure here. I think Prompt Response will go forward, and we've also got Fleeting Strike and White Moss coming through easier races. But She'll be out there. She'll be the one they've got to get past, and I'm sticking with her. It is a tough leg for the quaddie, admittedly. There's not a lot between them, so I've gone 2, 7, 5, 9, and 1. Didham's on top for the reasons we've covered. I think she'll give a huge sight here. The 7, Invincibella, she comes through the PJ Bell, and she was one of those runners who was definitely unlucky. She finished 6th, but she was wide throughout off a tricky gate. She never got on the track, yet she was still finding the line late, so I'd mark that down as a massive run. Number 5, My Country, she came through the PJ Bell, and she had a similar run to Invincibella. She was also posted deep throughout. She never got any cover. She finished 4th in that race, so she goes into the mix. The 9, Smart Amelia, well, she was the one charging through along the fence to finish 3rd behind Didhams, so she's earned her way into the quaddie. And then we've got number 1, Ray Mott, who was sent out favourite in the PJ Bell at 2.35. She was very disappointing after facing the breeze throughout, but off her previous wet track form, she'd never finished outside the top 2, so I'm giving her another chance as well. 2, 7, 5, 9, and 1, all our eggs in the PJ Bell form line basket there, Andrew.
Righto, and given the amount of runners, clearly that probably will end up being right. 2, 7, 5, 9, and 1 in the car. And the last is the Hong Kong Jockey Club Trophy over the 1,400 metres. Large lineup at this stage. We'll wait and see what happens with scratchings. How does it set up at this stage?
Pace-wise, Andrew, we've got Fabrizio back. So there's our leader. Mo Herr likes to rip along as well. And a couple drawn out off the track to me. Careless, who races on pace. And also Be Like Dad, who's drawn just outside those other two speed horses. So genuine speed in the last with 14 runners at this stage. I'm bringing it home with 5 runners. 7, 2, 10, 14, and 1. 7 on top here, and that is Lofty's Menu. Now, if you're listening and you want an early bet, jump on and grab the big odds. He's around $21 with tab.com.au in our last check. Carried 59 kilos second up to win at Albury in an open handicap. That was on their carnival day, so it's better than a normal Albury form line. Lofty's Menu we've seen plenty of times in town before. He is an absolute mudlark. He gets the right conditions, and I think he's huge overs here in what looks a really even race on paper. I'm going Lofty's Menu each way at the big, big odds. Number 2, Morris, trialled super coming into this at Warwick Farm. He'll be back charging home over the top of them. He's undefeated on heavy tracks, and on soft and heavy tracks, he's in the Quinella at 7 of 9 starts, so he'll love these conditions. Number 10, Ducha Valentinois, caught my eye winning a trial also recently at Randwick. Steamed over the top of Hartlings and Co. there, and he is a real fresh performer, this one. Former import for Godolphin at Ducha Valentinois. The 14, Lanciato, he's one of mine. I like him. He puts in every time he goes around. He was a last start winner at Rose Hill. He's had a freshen up. He's had a trial. He gets through soft going, and I think he'll handle the heavy okay. So number 14, Lanciato into the mix. And then we've got the 1, Fabrizio. We haven't seen him since he was set out favourite in the Villiers. He's had a decent spell. He's had plenty of trials, so he should be fit enough, and he'll be out in front making the others get past him. So 7, 2, 10, 14, and 1. We're going wide in the last, so let's hope we're alive coming into it. $20, Andrew, we get 10%. So we're smack bang on budget this week.
Righto. Now, if anything changes, of course, on Saturday morning, Paul will be on Sky Sports Radio Live at 10 o'clock going through each of the 9 races. So if anything has impacted, be listening then. And, of course, you know, you've got plenty of time to do the form Good Friday and Saturday morning. So we're really looking forward to it. It's not the final day of the carnival now, Paul, because obviously the Sydney Cup is going to be run the week after.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a little extra bonus, haven't we? I mean, it's a tragic way to get it, but I'm glad it's there. So it'll give us an extra week to look forward to. And obviously the Sydney Cup running now a week later. So we've got get through all 8 stakes. So let's hit the quaddie there and let's build our bank up because of the Sydney Cup Day quaddie. We want to be having a crack there as well.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate, we'll talk to you on Saturday morning.
For sure. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for All Age Stakes Day at Randwick on Saturday.